Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, July 5th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
First time we started a meeting 5 minutes late. First time for everything. I'd like to call to order the Village Around Lake regular board meeting, July 5, 2016, at 7:06 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Crowley. Trustee Neely.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Let the record reflect there is a quorum. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of June 20, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion, changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments this evening? My, what a full, marvelously handsome looking house. Thank you all for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.11 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $175,890.99. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending June 26, 2016 in the amount of $136,911.05. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution accepting a bid from Pipe View America, LLC for sanitary sewer cleaning and televising work in an amount not to exceed $252,353.30. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Baxter Woodman Incorporated for project management services for the sanitary sewer cleaning and televising contract in amount not to exceed $14,497.96. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Baxter Woodman Incorporated to design drainage improvements for a village-owned property at 700 Railroad Avenue in an amount not to exceed $25,000. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution accepting a sole source quote from Lord Construction Company to mill and resurface approximately 80 feet of Machakilis Drive at Route 134 in an amount not to exceed $8,120. 5.7, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Midwest Seamless Gutters and Siding for salt barn repairs in an amount not to exceed $4,735. Item 5.8, adopt an ordinance authorizing the police department to dispose through public online auction village-owned surplus property. Item 5.9, adopt a resolution accepting a quote from Digital Ally for 11 Volt Link standard kit squad car camera linking systems in amount not to exceed $5,090. Item 5.10, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake continued participating in the Lake County Teen Program and provide a donation of $2,500 in support of the program. And finally, 5.11, accept the May's Treasurer's Report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Rodriguez, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any discussion? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Mayor.
Aye. And item 6.1 through 6.3, Clerk's Office. Madam Clerk.
Madam Clerk, Mr. Mayor, and members of the board, I'd like to introduce our three newest police officers.
First one is Daniel Bonnie. Daniel lives in Crystal Lake. Bachelor of Science degree in sociology from Central Michigan University. He's here with his dad and mom, Mike Bottoman's been married. And Mike Bottoman, his father, is going to pin his badge on tonight. Next officer is Jeremy Cooper. Jeremy's 33 years old. He's an Army veteran. He's done tours of duty in Kuwait and Iraq. He's here with his father, Munter.
Yes.
And his father's name is Gerald. His mother's name is Dory. His wife is Christine, 9-year-old daughter Gianna, and 4-year-old daughter Ella. His father, Gerald, is going to pin his badge on him tonight. Ella. Last officer is Alex Fino. Alex has a Bachelor of Science degree in Law Enforcement and Justice Administration from Western Illinois University. He's here tonight with his father and mother and other family members. Declared the right to remain a science degree. His father, Mark, is going to pin his badge on us tonight. And he's here also with his mom, Glenn.
Thank you.
Lake Bottom and Daniel Bottom's father and wife is the best in the chapel.
Fantastic. Chief Watt, congratulations to you. Item 7.1. Item 7.1 is to adopt a resolution approving a lease of 57 acres owned by the village. This was an item that was tabled at a previous meeting, and for the matter to ease any type of thought of a conflict of interest, I'm going to ask that this item be pulled from the agenda and be brought forward at a later date. Can I get a motion? Can we pull this? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Yes. It'll come back when Mr. Powell petitions for it. He will be the one that will come forward. So we don't leave this an open-ended topic. There's a statement that I prepared about this that I would like to read. Provides transparency, it gives a disclosure on it, talks about what the reference of conflict may be, and kind of sews this whole thing up. So if I may have a moment, I would like to read this at this point in time since it seems appropriate. I'd like to take a moment to address the board. You have to do this in public because we can't talk outside of board meetings. I'll use this agenda item as the topic of my statement as a preface. As you know, we have tried to set a path for the village to be known as a business-friendly community. Those efforts would hopefully assist in establishing desperately needed new revenue sources for the village. We developed a new comp plan, a new website, contracted an economic coordinator, and streamlined our permitting process and made changes to our code. We have reorganized departments, brought in new administration and staff. All of this has been done in an effort to be proactive to the future needs of our village. Those future needs have been spelled out very clearly by our administrator's directive outlined in the Management Overall Vision Evaluation, otherwise known as the MOVEMENT. That memo spells out a real concern about our financial forecast. It clearly gives directive to focus even more on the topics I spoke of and how important they are for our future. We must think outside the box to find alternative solutions for generating new revenue streams and how important it is to be business friendly and seize every opportunity that we seek and every opportunity that presents itself. Now back to the agenda item. Mr. Powell presented his proposal in the Committee of the Whole meeting, which was met with great enthusiasm. The next regular board meeting, the proposal was tabled because some board members wanted to do more research. You wanted to question the contracts that our own legal team revised, and then you wanted to physically see one of Mr. Powell's sites. I believe this should have happened in the first 2 weeks, not a month later. However, that is what you needed to do, so be it. I just believe that this could be a more friendly option if we would have acted sooner. I stated at the Committee of the Whole meeting that I met Mr. Powell through a personal private business deal. Here is the exact nature of our private contract with Mr. Powell, my private contract, and detail how I met him and describe the course that brought Mr. Powell to the interest of the village. My brother and I own a commercial parcel in Round Lake. We've had this parcel on the market for sale through several realtors for many years with no interest on the property. I had a conversation with a very close and personal friend of mine, Angelo Zagrafis, who is a private engineer. I've known Angelo about 10 years. We have many interests together. He's an outdoorsman, and we share the same passion for hunting, fishing, and shooting. We have traveled together to pursue our common interests. I consider him a close friend of many years. I described to him my frustration about this property, and Angelo said that if I made the parcel, quote, pad ready, that would be more marketable, and he bet it would sell. I proclaimed that I would not throw good money after bad and would not take interest in investing money into the property. Personally, I would rather donate it to get rid of the tax burden. As mayor, I am mindful that if that property is donated to a taxing body, the village would lose any chance of that property generating tax revenue in the future. Angelo said that he would draw a simple engineering plan for the parcel for me. He then mentioned Dan Powell as a businessman that he is familiar with and has worked with. He said Dan is an excavator with a lot of experience moving dirt. He said that he would remove topsoil from the parcel and then sell that to generate income for himself per load. He would then bring in clean fill, which gets paid for again by load, and then would be compacted and finished to the specifications of the plans that Mr. Zagrafis had engineered. Mr. Powell is compensated by my dirt, not monetarily by me. Angelo's compensation is a wager. Again, this is a very dear friend of mine. I told him that if the parcel sells as he thought it would, I would pay his way, personally guide him, and take him to one of my bone fishing destinations in the Ackland Islands in the Bahamas. Angelo set up a lunch appointment, which is where I met Mr. Powell. I told him I was very interested in his proposal and I would discuss it with my brother. We agreed and entered into contract with Mr. Powell. At the same lunch, he asked if the village had any larger parcels that he could apply the same principles to and how he could generate revenues for the village. I introduced him to Administrator Steve Shields, and the rest is common history. That brings us to date. Evidently, while on the excursion to see one of Mr. Powell's sites, some trustees saw my plans in Mr. Powell's truck. I have no idea what conversations ensued since I was not present. However, I was told that the board members had no idea I was in, quote, cahoots with Mr. Powell. I assume they meant that I was entered into contract with him. Even though it is clearly recorded on the committee as a whole meeting that I had a private business arrangement with him. The trustee told me that this is a clear conflict of interest and that I might be, quote, on the take. Words like collusion are very powerful, and I'm absolutely offended by them being referenced to me. That board member also told me that when he asked the opinion of friends, they thought it could be a conflict also. By the way, after detailed discussion with our legal team, which I have all the confidence in the world, there is no way that this topic could be considered a conflict of interest. Matters like this have come up in the past where some members of the board justify their actions by saying these things have happened in previous administrations. Things were held back from us. Secret deals, information was hidden, and people were on the take. If those things really happened, then dwelling on the past will create a paranoid environment forever. My conversations with Dan Powell and the deal that pursued is a page out of the Move Memo document. It was an opportunity for the village to possibly generate $50,000 to $100,000 per year. I saw it and I seized it. But because of some of the paranoia of the past, some board members feel that this could be a conflict. We must remove this opportunity from the agenda since it has been brought into public controversy. I will not put myself, my family, or this community into that controversy. Once Mr. Powell's land contract with me is finished, I hope that he can come back and petition the board to reconsider his contract. If we continue to worry about the past and not trust our present administration, I can tell you there will be no future for the village of Round Lake. Thank you for allowing me to read that. Is there any further discussion? We have a motion by Trustee Newby. Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez, to strike this from the agenda. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye. Motion carries. I get a motion from item 10.1, adopt a resolution ratifying emergency water main break repair from Canyon Contracting in the amount of $5,997.50.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Floyd, seconded by Trustee... By Trustee Sergio? any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Floyd.
Aye.
Trustee
Newby. Aye. Motion carries. Item 14.1. I think you know that our Zoning Plan Commission lost one of our commissioners, Pam DeZante. Her and her husband have gone on a new venture, and I don't know if they have, but will be moving to Texas, which created an opening on the Zoning Plan Commission board. And just maybe in April, I had an application from one of our residents who had an amount of interest in serving on that board. So I called Mr. Boyk last week. We had a great conversation on the phone. He then came in, caught him on a good day, off of work and in a polo and shorts doing housework, getting ready for the fourth and a baby shower. I hope it all worked out. John, if you just stand up, introduce yourself, your wife maybe.
Hi, I'm John Boyd. I've been in Round Lake since April of 2015. My wife to be Jennifer. We've been married on October 1st. And I had great interest when I saw the offer of serving and her volunteering with the board. I'm a big believer in promoting the community that you're in and helping the community that you're in. And I thought in some small way being part of this committee that I could help them further things that would not only be for the benefit of the village, but be for the benefit of the homeowners and the community. So, great interest in this. I work for CBS Health. I've been a district manager for 15 years. I do have experience in terms of planning sites and lease arrangements and that type of thing. So, I do this as part of my regular job, so not something that was totally different that I'm not used to.
Thank you. Is the board need a motion?
Yes. This is the appointment.
May I get an appointment or a motion for the appointment of Mr. John Boyk to the Plan and Zone Commission Board of Appeals? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Sergio. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Welcome aboard. under Mayor's comments also, I just want to thank everybody who participated in the 4th of July parade. I wish it came through Broadway. Just touches us a little bit. We get one turn. I would like to find out who was leading the parade, because if we all finished on time, the 5-mile marathon record would have been broke. That was about a 25-mile-an-hour parade. The walkers behind us had no chance. I'm sure I was home, took a nap, and had lunch before the parade finished. but anyway, thanks for that. I hope everybody had a great, fun, and safe 4th of July. 240 years old. Happy birthday, America. And with that, I'll turn it over to Trustee's comments.
The only thing I can say is that when the parade moved so fast, as the mayor said, we could have done another lap. We caught up at the end of the parade, but I can hear it there. So everybody had fun, and I got very good responses from my neighbors and so on.
What did your dog get a couple of trees?
My dog did get a couple of trees. He's very happy, and she sent his comment.
Sergio?
Thank you for breakfast.
Yes. And with that, any new topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Don. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:32 p.m.